I think first and foremost, it's important to emphasize that we don't expect much from the presentation of the monetary policy by the acting governor. Why? Because of a number of reasons. Following the dollarization of the economy, a monetary policy has actually lost its effectiveness because, for example, we can no longer determine the money supply in the economy. So that also affects even the degrees of policy freedom that we have to influence macroeconomic indicators. Also, number two, the RBZ itself is seriously undercapitalized. What it therefore means is that it's not able to effectively play out its role as an effective lender of last resort. So that's a problem now, because when there is a bank run or when there are problems in the financial system, it means the RBZ cannot actually intervene to mitigate the impact of financial crisis on the Zimbabwean economy. So that's a challenge now. Of course, probably they will try to address issues to do with the financial sector stability, the health of the financial system, especially now that we've recently had a bank that has collapsed in Trust Bank. So probably there may be some concerns again in terms of the health of our financial system.
Can we expect changes to the Banking Act?
Oh, I don't think we can expect changes to the Banking Act. Probably we can expect changes to banking regulations, especially with respect to corporate governance within the financial system, because some of the challenges are being caused by lack of good corporate governance, which has been characterized by a high proportion of insider loans